We probably should have caught that on the recording. That would have been really funny.
It would have been.
Talking about the millimeters? Yeah.
So close. Welcome to Opinion Havers, a movie podcast for people who like dessert first and veggies second. I'm Cody.
And I'm Tyler.
We watched Fast Five.
Yes.
In our continuing series of Fast and Furious. And it's on. It's here. This is what we've been waiting for. The prophecy.
Yeah.
Every single person who likes these movies, who heard that I was watching the first four movies, were so sad for me. Now here we are, watching the good ones.
Oh, yeah. It's happening.
It's so much fun, so much to discuss, so much to think about, so many lessons to learn. Mm-hmm. This is a deep movie.
It's deep.
They get into it. Family. Heists. Cars.
But Cody, it's all about family.
A government organization I do not fully understand called the DSS. We'll get into it.
Yes. We will. Who's summing this one up? I mean, really, you summed it up. There's a heist, there's family, there's the DHSS, I think is what it is, isn't it?
Your guess is as good as mine.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, okay.
I mean, this one, it picks up right where we left off. Paul Walker is chasing Vin Diesel, who's on the prison bus, and they're finna bust him out.
Oh, yeah.
And then they do, and then they run, and then there's Brazil, and then The Rock is involved, and then it's like, what's next, though?
So many things are going to be next, Cody. That's what's going to happen. Well, Cody, are you ready to just, as the Xbox slogan would have us say, jump in?
Oh, is that the thing?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm ready for it. From the get-go, Perd Hapley is doing a news broadcast. Oh, makes me so happy. Parks and Rec fans, you get it. I totally called they were going to Brazil. I forget at one point, but it did. I was like, bet they're going to Brazil. Then they did. I'm so smart. There's a part where they're doing a heist. Mia's there. Dom is there. Paul Walker's there. And they're like, ladies first. Except one person had already gone. Ladies go second. That bothered me. It's okay. Vin Diesel catches a crowbar. A man swings a crowbar at him, and he catches it like he was trying to hit him with a drumstick. It made me very happy. That's a wood music drumstick, not a turkey drumstick. Although, I think they'd be kind of similar if you tried to fight with one. They're on a car, and the car has a blowtorch on, like an operating blowtorch, when they're just driving in the back of like a tow truck car thing, and it would just... I was on board. I was like, yes, why not? Let's raise the stakes. They're going on this big old heist. Then Diesel jumps in the car. There's a bridge, and I'm like, they're going to do that thing they've done in all the Fast and Furious movies where they're driving up to where the bridge is, and they slam on the brakes just in time before the cliff happens. That is now what happens. They drive the car over the cliff into the river. I couldn't believe it. You saw me. I was flabbergasted. It was amazing. That poor car. I mean, that, what's that, like, what, $60,000 car? What did they just threw in there? That's great. Oh, it was so wet. It was like a real nice Corvette. It was old. It was beautiful. So they get caught or something, and they're like, they're chained up, and they're sitting there, and Vin Diesel just like, time to break out of these chains now, just breaks out of them, like, and they're just out of nowhere, didn't even matter, he just went for it. Oh, so good. So, The Rock is in this, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, he's in it, ooh, and he's bulging, Everyone is so moist this whole movie. I get it, it's in Brazil, but holy cow, they were so moist, which is not a problem until The Rock has a goatee, at which point there's just this glistening goatee that is dripping with just liquid. I can't even say if it's sweat or not, but it's some sort of liquid that just glistens. It's like they rub Vaseline in his goatee before the movie, for every scene. It made me real happy. There's some sort of like a butthole statue piece of art on the drug dealer's desk. It was in there for like 2 seconds, then it was gone. It's like a ghost. I need to understand why. The Rock, he loves to try and act. Oh, he's trying so hard to do the acting, and it's okay. You don't have to be a good actor, Rock. And I think he's actually gotten better and less. But since this movie, he hadn't quite, I don't think he'd cracked the code yet. And that's okay. But that's okay. We still love him. Oh, I was so confused. There were the friends, the fast boys. There's the DEA or the DHSSS. Then there was a mob. There's the military police. I don't know. There was so much happening. There's this one man who's like the leader of one crew. I looked him up in the credits. His name is ZZ. There are two separate times. There's a giant firefight that he seems to be standing next to. Everyone gets killed. And then he like pops around the corner. He's like, oh. All right. There's two different times. It's like, you should have died. You're standing right next to all those people that just got shot to death. I loved it. ZZ. Remember that name. So what are the requisites to get on The Rock's team? Because as far as I can tell, all you need is an Under Armour skin tight shirt, camo pants, and you gotta be ripped. I don't know. Are they police officers? Were they military? I don't know what they were. All I know is that they had the best uniforms I've ever seen. Just tight black shirts, camo pants, end of list. That's all you need. Ooh. So, Mia, Vin Diesel does a speech about how... Mia's dad used to stay up for hours helping her do her homework. Like, it made her sound like she was like a 7-year-old girl, and he was staying up for hours at the end of night to help her to learn the homework for the next day. It made me so happy. I was like, what? What kind of homework is she doing? Oh, we're gonna talk about that some more. Han is the best person ever. Why is anyone else even in this movie? They call sex vaginal activity. And they do it. They don't even look back. They did it, and they are just moving forward. So Han makes, spoiler alert, millions of dollars from this, and then later on is hanging out with high schoolers in Tokyo. I am confused. What is this timeline? I still have so many more things to say. I guess we'll have to get to it later. Vin Diesel, he's buff in like the chubbiest of ways. Like, you look at him next to The Rock, and you're like, Ben, you're not killing it.
You all right there?
I got through like maybe half my nose.
You spend a lot of time on... it's gone from my mind. That's how offended I was by it.
The homework thing?
Yeah.
I love that.
You were like... You just laughed so hard at your own. I was like, I mean, he's helping her.
It was very nice.
What's happening?
I just love, Ben just like spent hours every night learning the next chapter for the next. I was like, what?
Well, he said, no, he said he would stay up helping her, and then he would stay up for a couple of hours making sure he knew.
Stayed up for hours every night doing the homework, learning the homework. I loved it. Made me happy. Your turn.
I think the implication, by the way, that was Vin was older, not in school. Mia would have been in high school.
Oh, okay.
But I'm just saying.
That's fair.
I'm happy that you were very happy with your own joke.
I didn't make a joke.
Okay, that's why I wasn't sure. You laughed a lot.
I just thought it was funny.
Oh, okay.
The difference between making a joke and laughing very much at the way someone wrote a scene.
Oh, okay.
So many notes. Oh,
I'll thank you.
It's your turn.
To shut your hole, sir.
Okay.
Because it's my turn.
Mm.
There was someone off camera definitely spraying the rock with water. It was so clearly so heavy on the water on the left side of his face, which would have been camera right. That's how you say it, I think. I don't know. But it was like someone was off camera with a spray bottle. They cut part of his head out of the shot to accommodate how close this person probably was to his head with the spray bottle to make the sweat. And I'm like, it's water. It's spraying. He's oily, so it's not either. It's not coming out of him. It's on him. It's not coming out of him. It's on him. That's what's happening. Here's the deal. Why did those guys just stay there after laying waste to a bunch of Brazilian gay drug cartel people? Right? Like, they killed like 30 people and then stood for presumably 5 minutes just looking at this girl who stood there looking straight shook for 5 minutes as everyone's just dead around her. No one said anything. No one moved. It's like, you are a professional. You are supposed to be like Delta Force operators. You should not have to be told to continue to chase the people you're there to catch. Because it's like, oh, all seven of us need to stand here and stare at her so she knows what just happened. It's like, that was a lot. It was too much. What the heck? Okay, here's the question. Who's this chick? Who's the Brazilian chick? Is she, because they really, he's like, I know who you are. Like, she's a girl that's like, she's supposed to be like, oh, is somebody, she knows somebody, she's married to somebody. She's a person that did a thing. She's not. Spoilers, she's not. She's just, he just knows her at her core, at her soul. He sees her. That's in another movie. I don't know. We'll talk about it later. He sees her. Cody the blowtorch. The truck cut the side of the train off. That's where the blowtorch came from. That's the origin of the blowtorch. So I like how you're concerned about the blowtorch, not about the car designed to steal cars off of trains. That's its purpose. That's its goal. What was their plan for the roughly 15 bridges they passed? Because they were about to rip a car out of there, and they did not have enough time, based on how long it took them the first time, to get the car off the bridge, the thing before they hit the bridge. The car would have been, bah! And it would have all exploded, and they would have all died. Also, you're right. He's like, no, ladies first. And then I thought he was going to be like, Paul Walker, you go. But no. It was a real lady. Mm-hmm. Joke's on me, I guess. They drove that car. They drove it into the water. I watched you watch that scene. It was so good. The Rock was from Texas in this movie. And I understand, Cody, hold my hand. Don't say a dang word. Hold my hand. I understand you in Twilight now, because this is how you felt with Jasper. It distracted me. He was inconsistent. You know I like my dessert first. Now give me the veggies. It's like, where are you from, Rock? I know where you're from. Where are you from? Where are you supposed to be from? And then it's like, oh, he becomes the good guy now? Or he's helping them? He's not the good guy. He's still the bad. He is the good guy. Catching the bad guys. But the bad guys are the good guys killing the worst guys in this movie. So once he switches to being on the good guy, bad guy side, then he's like, hey, you remember how I was roughly southerner probably? That's gone now. It's gone. And I'm a good actor now. It's much better. And the accent's gone. And I was like, what happened? Rock, did they realize halfway through the movie, like, hey, you are not nailing this accent. Let's give up. And instead of reshooting the, like, 15 lines of dialogue it would take to redo this, we're just going to be like, nah, let's just not worry about it. Let's just not do it. Let's not can we concern ourselves with the continuity of this film. And I'm offended. Here's the thing, Cody. That chick, the one chick, the Brazilian chick, what's her name? The young woman? Husband died? Probably husband. I don't know if it was a husband, brother, cousin, lover. I don't know. All of them. Who knows? What was with her face? She was always squinting. She was always squinting. She was always suspicious of everybody and everything. Her entire life felt so suspicious of everything around her. Suspicious. So suspicious. What are you suspicious of? And also, what... I thought, I almost said when they got the handprint, I'm like, she's going to like get him to fondle her and take it off. And I thought, no, I'm not going to say that. That's ridiculous. Guess what they did? They did that.
You okay? You make it?
Yeah.
Did you miss all your notes too?
I didn't take a dang note.
Wow.
Whole movie. I took notes on your notes.
Dude, I have so much to say.
I'd say let's just go down your notes.
Mia has talents. All right, can we talk about that? She's dressing wounds. She knows how far bullets are in people's arms. She, what can't she do?
I think you just referenced the same thing twice.
The answer? Homework. I don't know. I just thought it was amazing. Like, I just, yeah. They're just like, Mia'll fix it. Yes. Love yeah. it. So, here's my thing. They got Tyrese Gibson back for this one. He was in Too Fast, Too Furious, and he was fine. But, their thing, they do the intro, they're like, we need a wheel man, we need a lock picker, we need a smooth sailor, we need a smart big brain boy, whatever. They need a smooth talker, they pick Tyrese Gibson. That's you know what they should have done?
Oh.
This is, all these things about this movie do not bother me. All these things they say that I think are ridiculous and dumb because this movie is wonderful. You know my biggest problem?
Who?
Of anyone yes? they could have brought back from Too Fast, Too Furious.
Who's
a smooth talker?
Who?
They didn't grab Suki, and I am mad about it. Can you imagine replace Tyrese with Suki? This is a perfect film, my opinion.
Yeah. You know who I think is a better smooth talker is Tej, but they chose to go the him being the smart guy question? Yes.
I know he was the go-to for the vaults. Getting into the vaults. I don't remember what else.
No. Who is the smart guy? Let's go through.
From my list?
We got the chameleon.
Someone who can blend in.
Han.
Yeah.
We got the smooth talker.
Let's get the Korean Rome. Guy to blend in.
Now, to be fair.
Rio de Janeiro.
To be fair. Of all those people, if there was a crowd of people and a bunch of them just walked past you, Han's probably the only one that could be like, just totally look casual enough to walk past you and not get noticed.
Yeah.
Everyone else, it's like, who the heck is this dude of questionable ethnicity with a silver chain and a constantly clean white tank top?
Yeah.
And then everybody else. You know, you're going to notice Paul Walker. You're going to notice the D's. You're going to notice Gal. You're going to notice the other ones that I don't know the real names. So, what are you going to do? You're going to notice them. That's what you're going to do? I don't remember all the roles.
Me neither.
You know who I'm happy they brought back?
Who?
The two guys that I don't know their names, but they didn't speak English in 4.
The Latino boys.
Yes. They're my favorites.
They are fun.
I love them.
Yeah.
They're so good. Yeah.
So, here's another question I have, once again, talking about the timeline of these movies.
Yes?
So, Tej, did I misunderstand that in Too Fast, Too Furious, didn't he have a garage that said Tej on it?
Yes.
Okay.
I think he lost it as a result of them helping.
Ah, okay. Because I was so confused. Like, I just want to open a garage. Like, you already did that. Think bigger. It's fine. Yeah, I do agree. They definitely should have switched his role with Tyrese's. Well,
I also think because he did specify that he wanted a garage where he could just not rip people off. So he wanted to have enough money that he could give good prices.
Service and good prices to people.
Yeah. And just be like, I'm just going to charge like to cover the costs.
Yeah. Do something fair.
Yeah.
Here's the thing about Vin. He needs pec work. All right. You can tell he does a lot of pumping when there's a tank top scene. He's got good arms. Nice beefy arms. He gets arms.
That pump on.
You got little, what are the, is traps? It the traps? They're looking good.
Traps.
But you can tell he doesn't have like a slim belly. He's got like that bulky ab belly where it's like, oh, you got belly, but you got abs too.
Well, it's
like
from fine. Steroids.
Which is great. But then his pecs, he has little baby pecs. He's got these little baby
now,
pecs.
Now, they're not baby pecs. He was just stood next to the rock for a significant portion of the film. And that is like, yeah, he is a large man and the rock is a huge man.
I need to ask Google this. Hey, Google, how tall is Vin Diesel?
Vin Diesel is 6 feet tall.
6 foot tall. Okay, and The Rock is what, 6?
Hey, Google, how tall is Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
6'5".
Dwayne Johnson is 6 feet 5 inches tall.
6'5". Called it.
I think they had The Rock stand on a box to make him look taller.
I mean, five, you think about 5 inches, it really only looked like 2 or 3 inches. So I thought they gave Vin Diesel lifts, which I've heard of before. Of like actors being given like little, you know, because I've actually heard somewhere else. It was some other action star who's only like 5'10", who like they'll give him heels so he looks bigger in scenes.
Talking about Tom Cruise?
Probably. Maybe.
Because yeah, he's like 4'2".
I think he's like,
hey,
five,
Google?
He's like 5'8".
How tall is Tom Cruise?
Tom Cruise is 5'7" tall.
Oh, he's a little boy.
A little guy?
Man.
Just a tiny little
gives
thing.
Gives me hope.
Every single Google in your house just went off.
Yeah.
My phone went off. The bathroom went off. The one next to us. Guest appearance by Google.
Thanks, Google. So, plot point. They got every single cop except for one in Brazil on their payroll. The mobster. Mob boss. They're like, he's got everybody on his payroll. He's got all that going, and he can't, like, figure out a money laundering operation. Like, he keeps all his reserves in cash money. He's paying the entire Rio de Janeiro police force in cash money. Just everything in cash. That is a gimmick. That is a bold move. That man is making a statement. He has chosen a way to live, and he is living. He's not backing down. I just think that's amazing.
I'd be interested, because I do know Brazil famously very aggressive towards their drug problem.
Hmm.
To the point where they don't have, I don't believe, I watched one documentary on the topic, and they believe they do not have a military. They have a police force the size of a country's military.
Even their police car, it said like Policia Militar, like military police.
Oh yeah, they are, their police are their military, but their military are their police.
That's cool.
So it's like they're hard. They go hard.
And there were some that said civil police. Some said military police, some said civil police.
Yeah. It's the kind of place where it's like, you know how like you could, I don't know, just come up with a totally original idea that no one ever thought of? You could do like a cash-only car wash or something like that and launder all your money through there. Uh-huh. But they know you're doing it, but they can't prove it, so they're not going to do anything. I think in Brazil, they would just shoot you in the face.
Classic Brazil.
I think that's their way of handling that situation.
There's...
In that documentary, I watched it. They went in. They went into a compound of some drug dealer, and they killed everybody. They just went in and killed every person in the compound.
Yeah.
Even if the people had no idea who the guy was, they just worked there. Mm-hmm. They just killed everybody. And they were like, yeah, they're real rough. Anyway, just want to do that. They study, what's the dance fighting?
Capoeira.
Capoeira. In, how did Vin Diesel say it?
Brasil.
Yeah, so it's like almost right, but just wrong.
So there's a part. So basically, they blow out the wall. They hook up their cars to a vault, and they're dragging this vault through the streets, which is a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah.
My favorite part, though, is when they have to do like a turn, and then Paul Walker does the backup thing, and he goes the backup. There's a giant, like, 13-foot vault behind his car, and he's like, let me just turn my head back so I can get a good view. I'm like, if you look behind you and there's a vault, all you're seeing is vaults. Like, you use your side mirror. There's no, like, what are you doing? All you're going to see is a giant vault.
You know what I didn't even think to look for?
What?
To see if they had rear view mirrors in the cars.
Oh.
Because they don't usually in movies.
Yeah.
You take them out.
That is a good point. I
didn't look once.
And then there's another. So he and Vin are driving, and Vin's like, going to sacrifice myself. You got to escape. And Vin, like, hits a button or something, and, like, Paul Walker's car becomes disconnected from the vault. I'm like, wait, so Vin Diesel had a button to disconnect the other chain from
the
vault?
It was always the plan.
So confusing.
It was always the plan, Cody. From the moment the plan was made, that was the plan.
That's what it was.
That's what he said in the car.
Yep. Then Han and Tyrese, they clear a path for them. They get a 10-second gap, and then they leave. They're like, what? Why don't you stay with them and keep clearing the path the rest of the way? It didn't make any sense.
It made sense later.
Then they do the twist, which was very twisty. It was good. I actually like that. I like it was just like, because, you know, it kind of turns into a heist movie. This one, it's more of a heist vibe.
Ooh, heisty.
And then it's like, there's a twist. Turns out they got a second vault. Rock pops up in the vault. There's nothing in there. Like, ooh, you got burned. So they also get the money. They get away. The two Latino men go to a casino. And help me understand this scene, because as so far as I understand it, the one who was a little more foolhardy placed $10 million on red.
He's not foolhardy.
And then, no, but help me understand this.
He is a one with
the universe. He put $10 million on red, and then his friend put his $10 million on black. Is that what happened?
Yeah, yeah. He's like, no, you don't put $10 million on red. You're stupid. You put it on black. He smacks it all down.
Oh, so it was the joke where it was like, yeah. But it's just for me, I was like, well, then it doesn't matter. They're both going to have, or one of them's going to lose, the other's going to get all the money, but then are they just going to
split? I think
it?
That was the, so here's like, the
I'm
thing.
I'm going to save your butt.
It was, yeah, that was the intent of like, one of us is going to win and we'll be fine.
No,
that's how it works.
But can we talk about the best moment of this movie?
What was it?
Which is by far, I believe it is at the end, and they're chilling at some beach or something, and they've got their cars, and they tipped off Brian that Vin Diesel let him win in a race earlier. And he's like, I want it. Real race, you know, us doing the race. No holds barred. We're doing it. And Vin Diesel's like, you sure you can handle that? And he's like, sure can. And Vin Diesel just does some amazing lip acting. His mouth is a little open. He's like, oy, oy, oy. And he's like a little lip twitchy. So I was like, oh, here he goes. There are very few actors that can pull off the lip acting, you know?
Yeah.
Just emulating a whole vibe with just your lips.
Yeah, it was a lot of lip motion.
It was good.
And movement.
I only have a couple more things to say about this.
Good. We have just enough time.
This is a perfect film.
Yeah.
So The Rock is like, they killed my team. Now this is just about revenge. I'm not gonna get the people I came here to get. I'm gonna kill this dude. And I was just like, how is The Rock gonna write up this report? Yeah, we got there. They killed the guys, so I massacred a ton of people and killed him in the streets. I let the guys go you hired me to get. Anyway, it's fine. I'm gonna get him later. Just imagining him filling out the report. Where I was like, anyway, then I capped him in the streets, and after that, I said, 24 hours, it's fine. I loved it. It was so good. Can we play a quick round of my favorite game? Our favorite new game?
Yep.
I've got a note. eBay does the I stand for.
What eBay does that mean? Does the I. Okay, so it's definitely not supposed to be eBay.
Uh-huh.
All right, here we go. Let's if I know what eBay is supposed to be, I can. So what does the I stand for is probably what you meant to type.
Yep, probably, yep.
What does the I stand for? Oh, no. I've been so good.
I know. You've had, like, a perfect record so far.
What does the I stand... Where does it land? What is it right after and right before in your notes?
It's too late. I already checked the notes off, so they're gone. The order's gone.
Ugh.
I know.
But doesn't it put them in the bottom in the same order?
Maybe.
I'm going to pause while you give them to me.
All right. The note before it is toilet guy was pretty dry.
Oh, yeah.
Which I didn't mention. That is something I wanted to talk about. And then after is DSS. One more after that is glistening goatee.
I can only imagine it was in somebody's, like, their little profile they pull up on people, and they had an eye on there, or the eye was in the name of the vault.
Oh, maybe it's when they were listing off their names. I think they might have given a middle initial to someone or something, maybe. I don't know.
Oh, we'll have to check.
I'm going to have to rewatch this movie.
We'll have to.
Because it was... what a ride.
So much unpacked. So much. What
a ride.
So much to the film.
It's just so hard to talk about in such a short amount of time.
I know. That's why we do it in such a short amount of time, Cody. We have a minute left.
Oh. What does DSS or DHSS or DH...
They were like...
Were they just, it seemed like they were just mercenaries.
They were Department of Homeland Security.
Oh, okay. Department of Homeland Security.
Something...
Okay, but it seemed like they were kind of mercenaries.
No, so they're like... I think the implication is they're like the guys that they send their assassins. They're like Delta Force. That they're like, we're gonna take the best of all the guys. So we'll take like the best Delta Force, the best SEALs, the best CIA guys. And it's like, you guys go in and you kill people.
It is just amazing. Like, or you kidnap think after people. Everything they did, you get to a different country.
Can you say this in 10 seconds?
You really think they're going to keep hunting you? I don't know if they'd hunt you that much, but good for them. More rock is worth it. It's worth it for the rock.
Share us.
Tweet us. Opinion Havers. At Opinion Havers. Find us. Share us. Did it. Nailed it.
Got it. So, did it. Nailed it. Won it. So have it. Got it.
Good at this.